We are on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Little after half of the Amud. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, the Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mara Shenikva. If there is a nekev in the mara, in the gallbladder, the kaved saismasa, and the kaved, the liver, is saisim the nekev, kshayla. That means, even though we had a machlokes bechlal, if there's a tarfis in the kivas hamara, Rabbi Yisrael Bevyude says that nikva hamara is treif. Afalpikain, if the kaved is soisim, the mara is attached to the kaved. So in the mokim of the chibur of the mara to the kaved is soisim the nekev, so it is kosher. What does Rashi say? The kaved soismoso, shenakuva bemokim divuka bekaved. That the nekev of the mara is in the place where it is attached to the kaved. The chibur ha-kaved soisim es ha-nekev. So memele, so it will not run out. Whatever we're afraid is that it'll run out from the mara will not run out because the daifin ha-kaved is soisim the nekev. Kshayra afilu l'rab Yosi b'rab Yehuda. The omar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rabbi Yosef, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Nikev Hakur Kibon Vekish Shaloi Kayim. The Kur Kibon is what we call the pipical, that is the Sichas Chulin has a beautiful picture of the, by an oif. This is by a knife. Just 1 second. Zayfet goes into the... Yeah, here he has in the Sichas Chulin Ha'oruch, he has the Seder HaDvorim, it goes from the Beishit into the Zayfet, from the Zayfet it goes into the Kul Kibbon, the Kul Kibbon goes into the Dakin, that's right. So, the Kul Kibbon, no, but it grinds the food. The Kul Kibbon grinds the food. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak v'Rabbi Yosef Amar Rabbi Yochanan Nikev HaKul Kibbon V'Kish Shaloi Kayim. Now the Kul Kibbon has an oir inside of it which can be peeled off. That means we have the biblical status after the kiss was peeled off from the Kul Kibbon. But so it comes out the inside of the Kul Kibbon is there's a kiss in it. And so therefore, if there's a nekev in the Kul Kibbon, but the kisha loy kayim is kosher, because whatever's in the kiss will not go out of the kiss. So it's irrelevant that there's a nekev in the Kul Kibbon. What does Rashi say? Kis shaloi klipa apnimis. So they explain this is a oyer that is in the that is in the inside of the Kul Kibbon, and so if that's Kayim, So Mamela, there's no problem, even though there's a nekev in the kulkamim. Kosha. Ibo yelohu, nikev akis, v'kulkamim kayamai. What is if there's a nekev in the kis? But the kulkamim is kayam. Toshma, the Omar Rav Nachman, nikev ze beloy ze kosha. Rav Nachman said if there's a nekev in one without the other, so it's kosher, because again, the nekev that is in the kis is nistam from the psar hakukibin. So it is kosher. Omar Rove, there's a girsa of the Bach, and we'll have later in the Gemara, we'll speaking about this. The Bach says, nikev ze beloy ze, oy ze sheloy keneged ze kosher. That means if in the there is a nekev in the kis, and there's a nekev in the kulkabin, but it's ze sheloy keneged ze, that means that the two nekovim are not flush one with the other. So it comes out that the besar hakulkabin is soisim keneged the nekev of the kis, And the kis is soisim the nekev of the psar hakukibin, so memele is no problem. Zok the Gemara baita, if Amar Rove shnei oirais yesh loy leveshit chitzain odaim upnimi lovo. The veshit is the veshit has two, is made out of two oirais. There is a oir hachitzain and a oir hapnimi. Now, Rove, yishnei oirais yeshel veshit chitzain, and now he also tells us the color. Chitzain odaim, upnimi lava. And the pnimi is lava. Nikev ze veloi ze kosher. What if there's a nekev in one of the two oireis? So it is kosher. Here the Sichas Ulon, Sichas Chulin, has a very nice picture. We have over here, but here it says, I think it's a better, oh yeah, here we have a good picture. That's over here. Nikev Zebulais, and these are the two oireis of the Veshit, and there's a Nekev in the Eir HaPnimi, and there's no Nekev in the Eir HaChitzin. There's a Nekev in the Eir HaChitzin and the Eir HaPnimi. So that is kosher. Again, because each Eir is Saisim, Shnei Eiris Yesh Eleveshet Chitzain Upnimi Yesh Eleveshet Chitzain Odaim Upnimi Lovam Nikev Zeh Beloi Zeh Kosha. Zok the Gemara Lomali Lameima Chitzain Odaim Upnimi Lovam. Why does he have to tell us the colors of the Chitzain and the Pnimi? So this is another halacha, the ichalef treife, that each oyer mestame has its own tchunis, and if you have a veshit, which is the opposite, so that means it's missing a loven for a pnimi, and it's missing an odaim for a chitzain. That means if the chitzain is loven, so it's missing an odaim for a chitzain. If the pnimi is odaim, so it's missing a lovam from the pnimi. The chalef treif. Iboy elohu. So now the Gemara klaus ha-shailem by the veshit that we just said before, nikev zeh beloy zeh kosher. That if there's a nekev only in one of the veshit, there's no problem, because the food going down the veshit will never get into the body, because you have here either the pnimi is holding it, or kaponim, the chitzin is preventing it from getting into the body. So now the Gemara clears a shaila, nikvi bo yilu, nikvu shneim. What if both eyes, there's a nekev in both eyes, zeh shaloi keneged zeh mahu. They are not on the same level. There are two nikovim. There's a nekev in the pnimi, that could be tlamayla. The nekev in the chitzain is lamata. So what will the din be in such a case? Omar Marzutra Mishmeda Rav Pope Beveshit Kosher Bekulke Bin Posel. By the Veshit it is kosher, by the Kulke Bin it is posel. We said the Kulke Bin also, the Pipikul has also a Oyer Pnimi, and we said a Nekev in one, either in the Psara Kulke Bin, or in the Oyer HaPnimi of the Kulkebin, the one Nekev is not Matrit. So now with Klanga Shaila, what if you have two Nekovim, but one is Shaloi, they're not in the same Oyerach, one is Lamaila, one is Lamata. So we clear this for a Shaila. So Mazutra said, Mishmeida Rapope Beveshit Kosher. If this is in the Veshit, it's Kosher. The Kulkebin puzzle, and the Kulkebin is puzzle. So let us see Rashi, what was the Svara of Mazutra Mishmeida Rapope. Zot Rashi, Ze Shaloi Kenegeze, Kigoin Ze Lamaila Vize Lamato, one is higher than the other. It's on the same Reiche, but one is higher than the other. Bekulkebin posel, and the kulkebin it is posel, hachi svirelei, he holds that it's posel, if it's a nekev zeh shaloi keneged zeh, mishum shahamachol misaseiv shom, there's a very nice picture in the Sichas Chulin, because the machol is misaseiv in the kulkebin, ומחלחל ונכנס בנקב, עד שיוצא דרך נקב השני. So that means you have a kulkebin that's full of food, and lemaise, so the food will penetrate the first nekev, it's full of food, so it'll go through the first nekev, and it'll find its place to go out the second nekev of the kulkebin, and it'll go out into the chalal atalmagel. So memele, that is why it is posel. But by the veshit it is kosher, because also he has a picture over here, the Sichas Chulin. Because by the Veshit, the Machel is not misasif in the Veshit, it goes straight down. So Memele, so if there are, so will not, so if the Nekev is there, Shaloi Keneged Zem, so Memele, the food going down through the Veshit will never leave the Veshit because it's not misasif, it's just going down. Amachleini misasif, Shomele Yered by Miyat. So I made it by the Veshit to discuss. That is what Marzutra Omar Rapope had said. Maskif lo Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi asked the Kashi Adarabe. Veshit, the Veshit, the Ochlobei, the Veshit, the town the girl eats with the Veshit, so I made it expands, it gets full of food. Upayabe, and so here the Sichas Chulin is a picture that when the behemoth is screams, so even though the koil goes through the kone, lemaise the koil also when the kone opens up. So the koil also goes through the veshit, And so the Vaishad expands also as the Kail is going through. Ravach, Gamdalei, Upashtalei, so the Vaishad is very flexible. Sometimes it shrivels, it shrinks, and sometimes it spreads out. So Memele, since the Vaishad is in a different matzavim, so it could very well be zimden the mithanzin bahadiyadodi. So since the veshit is not kavua, it is moving, it is stretching, it is shrinking. So it could come out that these two nekavim could come one mechuvin connect the other, zimnim the mehanzim bahadi adovi. Kul kibon the meinech nayich, but the kul kibon is lemaise, it is meinech nayich, it doesn't stretch, it doesn't expand, it doesn't shrink. So memele, so if the two nekovim are not mechuvin ze keneged ze, so I don't have to be afraid that there will be a matzav that will become mechuvim. It's kedekoi koi. So we have two nekovim, zeh sheloi keneged zeh. So memele, there is nothing what to worry about that the two nekovim will ever become flush one next to the other. Let us see what Rashi says. Upaya bei tzayekes. Sha'af al pi shahakone moitzi koil, the koil comes out from the kone, not from the veshit. I evshish loyaye veshit mispashit imoy. But when the cover of the kone opens up, so memele with the koil comes out, so then the veshit will also be mispashit. Pani shamati payim in Hashemus, when it breathes, so comes out the breathing also, somehow expands the veshit. Gamde, kavetzis, it shrinks. Mehanzin misramin de mechavni adodi. So Memele, so he said it's the exact opposite. By the kul kibin, and then the kavim azeh shaloi keneged zen, and it's meinech nayech, so it'll remain like this in the kavim azeh shaloi keneged zeh. So memele, so the sack is megin b'mokim, there's a nekev in the kulkibin, and the kulkibin is megin b'mokim, there's a nekev in the sack, ma'asha enkein. By the veshid, since it expands and it contracts, so memele, it's very possible that the two nekevim could line up and be flush, one mechuvin keneged the other. Amalei Rab Acha bereid Rab Yosef le Rab Ashi, ochi amrina mishmei de marzut odome mishmei de rapot. So Rab Acha bereid Rab Yosef told before Rab Ashi, we had a fakerte memre, Mazutra Mishmei Darav Pope, that said Beveshit Kosher, the Kulkabin Treif Apostle. And Ravashi said, Ava Rabbe, by the Veshit it should be Treif, and by the Kulkabin it should be Kosher. So Ravacha made Rav Yosef told Ravashi, by us, Taka, we have the memory the way you said. That the Mishmei Darav Pope, Kivoser, that the Veshit is Treif. And that can say shaloi keneged zev, it's the same roichev. It could be, and by the kulkabin, it is kosher. Va'omar Rabbe, krum sha'olo machmas make, beveshed eine krum. We have here, we also have a picture in the Sichas Chulin. That there was, let's say, there was a nekev in the veshit, which punctured the erapnimi, the rachitzain, and then there was from the makale alone, some lecha came out, and it formed like a scab, and was saysim the two nekavim. So now I have that the veshit is sasum to the trum that came machmas amak. So the Omar Rabbe trum shola machmas make beveshit einay trum. So Rashi mentions two svaris. V'im nikev v'nistam, if there was a nekev v'nistam, afilu also by stima ovo, now there is a thick stima, thick covering. Eina miskayemes, but this will not remain. It is a temporary stima, and eventually it will follow. So mamela, we have to be done, kilo, the veshit is an ekev. The chol nikuv in the treifes, kinamrini b'yevomis, b'krushofcho, by a krushofcho, it says as follows, nikev, if there was a nekev, and the zera is shoises from the nekev, v'roi shagit, so it's a krushofcho's puzzle. Nistam, what if this nekev became nistam? Kosher, v'zeu psu, so the Gemara says in Yevamis, this is a psul that can become niskasha. But the zehu, zehulamayute krum sha'ola machmas make bereya, sha'ena krum, that this doesn't have a teiris krum, it doesn't have a teiris time, the chol nekuvi de treifes, a nekev, that is matrif, the animal, loy mahani lu stime, so these stimes will not help, the salke bohu la'achazmat, it will follow, it will not remain there, it is not a permanent stime, krum shola machma samake, so memele, so it's straight, v'loy domi l'reyo shenikva. So Rashi says, we do see that there are stimas that help. Areya shenikva v'doifin soismasa, and the doifin is soismit, or the stimas kaved b'mora, or we just had before, it was a nekev in the mora that passes according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. And the kaved, since the mora is mechuber to the kaved, so the daifen ha-kaved will be soisim the nekev of the mora. Ulestima the yachayim b'chal choylos talakamo. Ve'hi stima mikori, this is a stima the mikori. And so this stima helps. I mean, so it never became knuckle, because since it's mechuber, since it is mechuber mikore, so never, that's never called a nekev. But if there was a nekev, and now it became nistam to a krum, this krum doesn't have a teiris stime. And Rashi says because it will fall off. So memela it is treif. I saw the Sichas Chulam brings down Rashi tells us there's two types of stimis. There's one type of stime dova hasoisem hu ha'imeit kineged mokim hanekev b'teiloda. That means that that let's say the mara b'teilada is mechuber to the kaveh. Vasim is analem k'neged hanekev b'teilada. Vashen yitzor shlehi by nekev afilu l'rega echot. Vasim is anal hoyu b'sha shenikev. So memela, that means, so it comes that it never had a teiras nekev. never a Torah's Nekev, number one, and this stime is a stime that will remain. Masha Einkein, by these two cases, there was a Nekev, that's number one, so, and then the stime is a stime that say, to the saucer, to leave it, so this is tight. Prima Godem, the Psyche, Lehuches, Bdikes, Areya, Liberamaschal, Oidre, Isi, Lahasker, is Moirer and Arashi that really Rashi is saying two Stiridike Taimen. The first time Rashi is saying that a Krum does not help because the Krum will not remain. If the Krum would remain, it would seem from Rashi that even though there was a Nekev that was Matrif, but now that it was taken care of, there's a good stima, so that will be Machsher, the Behemoth. And then Rashi ends off by saying, the Chol Nikuvi de Treifis Lemani Lustime de Salkabula Achazmat. Here Rashi says, a new chesorim, a different chesorim, that if there was a nekev, there was a nekev, and later it became nistam, that doesn't help. You need a stima de mikore. So it seems there, so the Prima Godem asks for a stira on Rashi. And Rashi is saying two stira de ketayman. V'omar Rabbe, let us go further. Veishit ein loy bedike mi bachutz, elo bifnim, lamay nafke mine, v'sofik drusa. Let us see what Rashi says. Ein loy bedike mi bachutz. Now, we had learned before that there are two oiras in the veishit. The outside one is red, and the inside one is white. Lefi sha'ir achitzaim otay. Since the outer oir of the veishit is red, ein tipas tam nikeres boy. So it's not shayach to be. We will see soon that by adruse there is a if a chaya was dairus abehime. So there is a oris, there's a poison that enters the behemoth, and it reddens certain chalokim. Now, if it was nitras keneged the simonim, and the simonim got reddened from the that what it was nitras, so that's a treif. So one can be boidik the simonim theoretically. You can see if it's the boidik simonim, you see if it got red or not. A suffix drusa. So Rav is saying the veishit can never be boidik mi bachutz because it's red already. So mamela, you cannot recognize the admumis that came about through that they were doiris this behemah. Veishit ein lo bedike mi bachutz, ala befnim, lamayin apkemine, the suffix drusa. Going Hanoch the Ikala Mechishlu, that we could be Chayish, that it was Nidras, Kidalakama. The Gemara brings a case, Iu Kashosik, Beinu Kamekalkrim, that an Ari came into an Eder of Shvorim, and they're screaming, and the Ari is not screaming, he's quiet. So they're screaming, that means they're petrified. He's quiet, that means he's not petrified. Or else he'd also scream. So now we have a suffix, was he doiris any of these shvorim? Das klärt das auf in Drusse. Amrine le kamo, Drusse ist amro, ich hab dike, ich hab dich bei beide. Ve'eino asure, ad she yadim boso keneged acholo, if the boso that is facing the chalal of the behema got red, so memele, that so seems the oros entered the gufa behema. And if that is not red, there's another, ubesimonim ad she yedimu asimonim atmon v'loishenike, alusha oros madim asimin, the oros is, makes the simen red, it makes it inflamed, the chmeis, umechalchel v'yoyred l'chalole. And then it penetrates, the oros penetrates and goes into the chlal of the simen. Ubeveshet einei nike ha'admimut. So you cannot be voidic the veshet mibachutz, because could be it got red already from the, that what the chay was digested. You have to look into the inside chelik. You have to turn over the veshet inside out. Sha'oyer lovan, there the oyer is lovan. So there you can tell if it became this adik. Ahu, so this is a member of Rabbi. Ahi sofik druse, dasoi lekame de Rabbi. There was a sofik druse that was brought for Rabbi. Have a kabodik le rabbe leveshit mi avroi. So rabbe was being boidik leveshit from the outside to see if it's red or not from the if it was nidras. Omar le abaye, so abaye was there. Ramahu da omar veshit ein le bdik ele bechim. I don't understand. You were the one that said you can only be boidik leveshit. Mibifnim, mibachus, you can't be baidike. Avchei Rabbe, you have to be baidike from the inside. So Rabbe turned the veshit inside out. And ubotke, vishtakach alei trekuti dom petolfo. And he found out that there was dam there, and there's alkochoch, and he was matrefit. That's the story. So we think Baruch Hashem Abaye was there to remind him. Moses says, no, V'rabbe nami l'chadudi l'abaye hu deboi. That the rabbi wanted to see if Abaye is holding cheshbon. That's why Bedavki was boidik in Mipachut to see if Abaye is going to ask him. Now let us see Rashi. Ahu sofik trusa. Im oif hoyo, hoye boidik hakon etchile, now, if it was an oif, so you can be boidik the kona tchila. That means you cut, or before you shech, you cut away the oif. You can look at the kona. The kona is exposed, and you can see if the kona was madim. The kona can be boidik before the shechit. So he shechted the kone, v'chshiroi. Achakach bodek aveshet. So if it was an oif, so you only have to shecht one simen, so you could be bodek the kone. The kone, the outside of the kone is not odoim, so you can be bodek the kone. And then later, when after the oif is geshochten, you'll take out the veshit and turn it inside out and see if it's red from the inside. Vim behemohi, now Rashi says, what if this is, we're talking about, there was a sofik druse dasoy lekami derab. So if this sofik druse was a oif, so there's no problem. So you're boidik the kone. And so you saw there was no beef, you, that means you took away the oil, you were baiting the corner before the shechita. So there's no hava mina that the mock came where it was odoim he shechted, because before he shechted, he took away the oil, he saw the mockim ashechita, there was no admumis, he shechted it. And then the problem is maybe the veshit became this adim. So Mamela, so he turned the vases inside out to see if it's other. Vim behemahi, what if it is a behemah? Name is potakante. So it's also an eitzit. What's the eitzit? The bishvay begabe nekev ikala meima, dume bamokim nekev shochat. If there was a chash of a nekev, some meila, then you have a big problem. By behemah, if there's a sofik nekev, and you have to shech both simonim, and we'll see Shita's Rashi is that you cannot be makir and nekev by the veishit. So mamela, then you have a problem. Ikul meimedulma b'mokim nekev shocha. Avol gabi druse. But if the whole suffix is a druse, even the mekoim meimadim, afilu shochat boy, yeshekel b'mashu. Afilu you shechted, so in the Mokim Eshchite, if there was Oros, if it was Nidras, so the mumis of the Oros spreads in the Mokim that got affected by the Oros. So it's not shech to say, Dume b'mokim nekev shochat, because Al Koponim, if there's Oros that penetrated into the veishet, so the admumis is more than the mokim hashchite. So you can tell even you shechted it, but admumis will be on top of the mokim hashchite and the bottom of the mokim hashchite. Afilu shochat boy yesh heker b'masho. Now, let us just see Tosfos, and then we'll see the Gemara before. Before we learn Tosfos, let us just see a Gemara on the Chof Chesem Adalet. Perhaps we will understand the Gemara a little better. The Gemara is Daf Chof Chesem and Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Dahu bar avze, dahave bei rove. It was a type of a duck that was by rove. It was also ki mimasmeis, kue. It was brought to rove, and the neck was bloody. What does Rashi say? Mimasmeis kue. Meluchlich tzavori bedomo, shenikra tzavori, that the neck was torn and it was bloody. Vitzorich livdoik besimoni, shemo nifsa kakone, einikev aveshet. Something happened with it, so maybe the kone became nifsa kakuboi, or maybe the veshet cut a neck. Umishim sofik druse leiboi lemivdike, is another problem, maybe it was a druse, so then Ketalinim bekalboi bekanyikidom kemrinin hosom, sofikalba sofik shundre eimekalba. A sofik drusa yomekal. So that means if I have a sofik, if a kelab was doiris, which a kelab does not have an oris, or a cat was doiris, a cat does have an oris, eimekalba, you don't have to be chayis. So Mamela Rashi says over here, we did not know bechlal that there was how this bloodiness came about. So it's not worse than a suffix drus. A suffix drus, you don't have to be chayish, that it was nitras from a chayim. So mamela, that is no problem, but the problem is, something happened, the neck is bloody, so it could be a kelev, it could be a reed that it cut itself. So the problem is, now we have to be mevarer if the kone was nifsak ruboy, or the veishit was, there was a hole in the veishit. Omar Rove, heichi net. What should we do? How will we be able, nishchetei, if we'll shechted, Vahada Nivdekei, let's shecht this oif now, this barebis now, we'll shecht it, then we'll be baidikit. So Dilma b'makim nekev kashachit, maybe now if we're chayish by the veshit, that there was a nekev, so we'll never be able to be mevara, because we have a suffix that it was a nekev in the veshit, and we'll shecht it, we'll never be mevara that there wasn't a nekev. Nivdekei v'hado nishchetei. So let's be boidik before the shchite. That means we'll remove the oil by the neck. The simonim will become exposed. And now we'll look at the kana and the veishit. If the kana was nifsak, if the veishit was there's a neck of the veishit. Ha'oma rabbe veishit ein lo ibdike mi bachut elo mi befnim. So we'll see Rashi learns over here that you cannot discern a nekev in the veshit. Here Rashi, we're talking about a nekev over here. Since the veshit is red, I feel there was a nekev. Let's see what Rashi says over here. V'hadon is b'dikei, l'may l'mi beis ha-shchita l'mata, that means we'll make a shchita, then we'll be boy because there was a nekev. So the mother says it's too late, maybe b'mokeim nekev nishchit. So the Gemara says, so let's take away the oil, and we'll be boidik, the veshit, before the shchita. Ein leibdik me bachut, lefish, so here Rashi says, I'm boidik in Yisai. Lefishu treifa benekev mashu, because by the veshit, a nekev mashu is matrit, ein ein niker, and this cannot be niker, V'tipas dam nichneses loy befnim b'mekev v'einei nikev. That means if there was a nekev mashu, so a tipas dam enters this nekev, and everything is red, and you cannot discern if there was a nekev. Avo kluma pnimi lovanu. The inside of the veshit is lovan. V'tipas dam nikeres boy. Avo lachitzein odoy. So Memele, so if you want to be boidik the veshit before the shchita, when everything is attached, you can't look at the inside. You can't look at the outside. The outside, you won't see anything. That means I'll look at the whole outside, everything looks very good. But it can very well be there's a neck of mashu and a deepest dam for seisimit, and you cannot tell if there was a neck of or not. This is shchita's kash. Oma. Let's be baidik before the shchita. Hamarabe veishit ein loy b'dike mi bachutz ela mi bifnim. And Rashi learns you can't be baidik for a nekev mi bachutz only mi bifnim. Amalei Rav Yosef b'rei. So Rav Yosef told Rabba Neitze nivdekei lekone. Let's be boidik the kone. We can't be boidik now the veishit, because Kozman the baim is alive, the only vedika can make on the veishit is from the outside, which will not see anything. So let's be boidik nivdekei the kone. Let's be boidik the kone. The kone, our fear is if the baby is a psukas, the nivseka hakone. So let's be boidik the kone. And we see that's not nifsika kone, v'nishchetele kone, v'lichshoy. So we made a maiser shchit on the kone, and a shchit, by an oif, one simon is sufficient. V'hoda, now afterwards, lifchua leveishit, v'livdekei. Then we'll take out the veishit, we'll turn it inside out, and if there was a nekev in the veishit, when we turn it inside out, so we'll see on the inside if there was a kaira dam from the neck. Eh? So that was his eitzim. Let's see what Rashi says. V'nivdekei lekone, shakone nivdak mi bachut, v'vishayne nitchev ala baroi, v'hodo nishchetei lekone, v'ashchita ksheira b'simenechet, v'achkach yitlu aveshet kuloi v'yakru min alechi, v'yachu, you'll turn it inside out, V'yiv dekuhu. Let us just see not the whole Tosfos, and that Chof Ches Amud Aleph, Osei ki memas meis kuyei domo,
פרש בקונטרס וצריך בדיקה בסמונם שמן נפסק הקונה עניקה בביישן. No problem about the drusa. And let's go to the bottom of Tosfos. Verim bo meforish, tohoche b'shmeit arsige have mishim sofik drusa. The whole problem over here was not al the nekev, maybe nikev aveshet, no al sofik drusa. V'osi shaper, so if it's a sofik drusa, now the only way we could be mavara if there was nidras is we'll see an admumis on the veshet. From the outside you can't see admumis on the veshet because it's red. To come a veshet ain't lo b'dike mi b'chut elam b'bifnim v'haynu mishum. The ain't admumis hadrusa nikeres b'oir a veshet achitze ha'odem. If the admumis of hadrusa cannot be recognized on the outside of the veishit because it's red. Avo b'nekuve, but if I have a suffix, maybe there's a hole in the veishit, yesh l'veishit p'dike af mi b'chutz. And you can tell it's red. So what if it's red? There's a hole there, you're able to tell of a hole. Rashi said, Amir d'kechidish, you can't tell a hole from the outside because dam goes and you can't even tell a hole. V'chein mashme be'elu treifes. V'kom ha-rabbe, v'eshit ein lo'i b'dike mi b'chutz. This is the Gemara we just learned. Elo mi b'fnim. U'lamay nafke mine that it doesn't have a b'dike mi b'chutz. L'sofik druse. If it's a sofik druse, so a b'dike mi b'chutz won't help. V'lo'i koma l'sofik nokuv. A sofik nokuv b'dike will help. A sofik druse, Bdika won't help. Va'oid amrinin, the Gemara says, we also learned this Gemara, Shnei oireis yeshloi leveshet, nikiv zeh beloi zeh kosher. It says if there's a nekiv in, let's say, in the pnimi, and there's no nekiv in the chitzoin, so it's kosher. Frektoisves, according to Rashi, a nekiv in the chitzoin you can never recognize. That's what Rashi said. So Tosfos says, "Nikev apnimi heichi yedinin inikev chitzni la, kiven de'ein loy b'dikem ibechutz afilo l'nyaneke." So this is Tosfos kash and Rashi, and Tosfos is choylik and Rashi. So Tosfos holds as follows: if there's a sofik, if there's a nekev, so memele, so then you can make a b'dikem after the shchita. You can make a b'dikem because that's what says Nili Shechter, and then be boidik the veishit. That's not good because Dulma b'mokim nekev shochet. But so the Moses, let's make a bedika before you shechter. So the Moses Rabbi said you can make a bedika before on the veishit. You have to turn it inside out. So Ktoisves so Rashi said you can make a bedika before even on a nekev. And there's a suffix here on the whole sugi is speaking about only a nekev. Rashi says, you can't tell a nekiv mi b'chutz. And Tosfos says, no, a nekiv, there's no problem whatsoever. If there's a suffix drusa, that you can't tell mi b'chutz, because if the veishit was nisadim, because the veishit is sai v'sai odim. So now, let us come back now to our Rashi. Now we'll see what Rashi is saying and what Tosfos is saying. Let us go back to Rashi. Ahi suffix drusa. So Rashi says like this, Imoy Hoya Boydika Konatril, if it was a knife, can bring him a pair of shiny, Vishokata Kone, Ishekta the Kone, Vikshira, he made a good mice shrita, Vahakach Bodaka Veshit from the inside. From the inside you see everything. Vim Behemahu, if it's a Behemah, Name Ispe Takanta, there's also a Takanta. Now, how is there takana? The bishloime gabi neket. If there was a chash of a neket, ikilameima, then you have a problem. Dilma b'mokim nekev shochat. So a behime, if there's a suffix nekev, you have to first shech the veishit also, and so you can't be mavar if there was a nekev or not. Avol gabi drusa. Here it says there wasn't a suffix neck. There's only a suffix drusim. kiven de mekoy may madem afelo shochet bo yesh bei hekem b'mashu. So memele, this is what Rashi said. So by, you could always be makir, there's no problem of tume b'mokim, the mokim adol, but there's no problem, because you can always tell from the inside, because the adoma spreads. He sofik druse, perish bekuntres, the bebeheime nami ike takante, the bishloi megabi nekev, ike lemeimer, dume bemokim nekev shochat. Avol gabi druse, by a druse kiven de mekoimo madim, afilu shochat bo yesh heker bemashu. We can recognize. Lefi ma shepirashti beperik beis gabi baravze tekomar nishchetei leveishit dilme b'mokim nekev shochit besofek drusairi. Tosfos said over there that the whole problem was not about a nekev. About a nekev you can make a bedike mibachutz by the veishit. The whole problem over there was a problem of drusa. And the Gemara said that if you make a shechita first, you can't know if it was a drusa. That's shot according to Tosfos. The besofik drusa ayre lo yitochen lo yimakein, so we can't say like Rashi. That is what Tosfos says. Only a knife.